You're listening to the Overdrive Podcast, Hour 3. An afternoon drive home like no other.
There's pictures all up on our Instagram account.
Yeah.
And it's basically like an x-ray machine. You can see my skull. This thing is like so bright on my face, and I'm a pale guy to begin with.
Right.
Because there was a crowd, I didn't say anything. There was no one around, and we were doing a show there. I would have kicked that light right. I would have gone right through it. Yeah. Jackie Chan style.
This is Overdrive with Hayes, Noodles, and the O-Dog on TSN 1050.
Overdrive continues, TSN 1050 on the TSN app and on TSN 2. Brian Hayes, the O-Dog, Jeff O'Neill, Jamie Noodles McLennan. David Herden will join us live from Augusta National in about 5 minutes ahead of the opening round of the Masters tomorrow. Tiger Woods going off in the 11 a.m. hour. And on Friday, he tees off around 1:48, I think it is. Mickelson going off one of the last groups tomorrow. So anyway, we're looking forward to the tournament. We'll have the TVs up. Well, we'll talk about it.
We'll negotiate.
I think we just stumbled across what would be a brilliant and hysterical bit. Get three guys to try to explain what a black hole is.
The black hole.
Because there's the picture of the black hole, which in the scientific community, this is a massive,
this
massive
is the Stanley
breakthrough.
Cup. This is winning multiple Stanley Cups.
This is a dynasty. This is the Islanders dynasty in science.
Yeah.
But 99% of people have no idea what it means.
Yeah.
Like, no clue.
We couldn't take that conversation on air, what we just had off air about it.
It was the dumbest conversation we've ever had.
But it's not, because if we don't understand it, how you can't pretend. I mean, there are idiots out there that try to explain stuff.
I kind of did Wikipedia. And I used the word relativity.
But the thing is,
talking about?
You weren't listening.
You haven't heard about this black hole?
And where?
In Wyoming.
In science. Like in the sky.
In the sky. Like, it was a big scientific breakthrough today.
Someone found a black hole. It's not good.
There it is. It's up on TSN 2.
That's a real
picture of a black hole out in space.
But in reading about it, it's saying
there's,
like,
UFOs too. You guys are so...
I believe in UFOs.
You believe in UFOs.
You don't think there's life somewhere else.
I think there could be life. I don't think it's kicking around the Earth.
They just discovered a black hole.
Yeah. You think there's UFOs that have been on Earth? You
think
aliens have been on Earth?
I think there's people way out there, or maybe an alternate universe that is ahead of us from a technological standpoint, that can, like, say that Earth, those people are primitive, and they've flown by or dropped... Maybe a spacecraft has crashed on Earth.
This is getting deep, man. You're a conspiracy theorist.
What is the zone they have in Arizona where they think that...
Area 51.
Exactly.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean anything. Like, no one's been... Like, a select few people have been there.
Listen, I'm not a hard believer.
But the black hole means something to you.
The black hole's like a legitimate thing.
Yeah, you can see
it. I'm not making this up.
All I'm saying, I'm not a hard believer. I'm not a hard believer, but what I am is I think there is things out there.
But do you think if they landed on Earth, why would they just hide in the weeds and, like, observe people? Like, why wouldn't they be like, we're just going to take this over? Like, if they're so technologically advanced.
There's only one man that can answer, is there a black hole?
I can neither confirm or deny that.
Yeah, we don't know.
This is a fact, man. This is a huge scientific
But I'm talking about aliens and stuff. I don't know. It's just Joe Rogan had a really good bit. And it actually made me laugh out loud, but it also made me think there's maybe a little bit of logic towards it. You ever been thinking about somebody and all of a sudden they text you or call you?
Yeah.
Dude, what about me? When I used to have Facebook, I'd be thinking about something and I'd go on Facebook and what I thought about was on the Facebook. I used to creep me out.
Well, they are tapped in, like they're listening to everything.
But that's,
so I'll bet you weren't just
I'd
thinking
be like,
of it.
Man, I'd love a vacation. Yeah. You look on Facebook.
Well, did you see when
this trip for two for $12?
How about this?
What?
Zuckerberg, when he was getting deposed, he opened his computer. There was tape over his camera.
Right.
Like, he knows what's going on.
Yeah, he knows that people are watching and listening at all times. And there are some compromising images.
Could you imagine? There was somebody in a room watching a guy in a roasted turkey.
Yes. absolute
a self-imposed roasted turkey with a Google search delete. All right, David Hearn's coming up here in just a moment. If there were aliens here, which of these five series that are beginning tonight do you think they'd be most and least excited about? We've got Columbus, Tampa Bay, Pittsburgh, the Islanders. No one's talking Pittsburgh and the Islanders. Like, Sidney Crosby is playing a playoff game tonight. He's going to have a lot more playoff games throughout his career, but cherish every moment you have.
Could you see a scenario where the Island beats them?
No.
Yes, I can.
No, I don't.
I mean,
I'm on Pitt, not that it means anything, but yes, can the Islanders win? Absolutely.
I think they can, just based on Barry Trotz's system. Like, they quietly just got 100 points this year.
Yeah, I know. And best defensive team in the league.
I agree.
And, you know, Robin Leonard, can he do it for four games in a series? But Malkin didn't have a great year. Phil's a little bit, you know, Matt Murray, he's got the playoff pedigree, clearly. But
they
got
to flick a switch.
Yeah, they do. So, anyway, we'll get back into the playoffs a little bit later in the afternoon. We'll get into the Magic Johnson stuff. But let's head down to Augusta National, the Masters. You can watch it on TSN and CTV really throughout the weekend starting tomorrow. And this Golf Insider is brought to you by your Ontario Subaru dealers. Here's David Hearn. How you doing, David?
I'm good. How are you guys?
We're well.
We're doing well. Before we get into the golf stuff, we were talking about some Torontonians and Leaf fans kind of having a negative spin on it. What's your take on the Leafs going into the playoffs?
Yeah, I wish I was a little more optimistic right now. I probably feel like a lot of people back home, but, you know, they gave us a lot to look forward to early in the season, but kind of limping into the playoffs. But, you know, I'm not a hockey guy, but I do watch it still, but we'll see what happens.
So would you consider Tiger Woods to be the Toronto Maple Leafs in terms of, you know, using a golf analogy, and you maybe don't have that much confidence, but you'd like to see them kind of get back on that big stage?
Well, I think he's won a major more recently than the Leafs have, so I don't know if it's the best analogy right
Good
now.
Good point.
David, speaking of Tiger, his first round in years past, he seems to, I don't know if it's cautious, but his scoring stats in the first round at Augusta are not anything to, you know, be impressed with. Why do you think that is? Such a great player. What does he just think that he doesn't want to lose the tournament on the Thursday? What do you think his approach is, or why those stats are the way they are?
Yeah, it's interesting. You know, I got looking at that a little bit because it came up one of the press conferences, and it was talking about how, you know, players who aren't inside the top 13 have rarely ever gone on to win the tournament after the Thursday round. And, you know, I just thought that was kind of interesting. So I looked at Tiger stats, and Tiger's only shot in the 60s, I think, one time in his Masters career on Thursday. So, you know, I'm not sure. I think, you know, there's no doubt that, you know, when you get playing in a tournament, the course changes from day to day. The course changes from Wednesday to Thursday. And sometimes you take a little bit of time to kind of get a feel for the golf course as you, you know, get going in your round. So, you know, maybe Tiger's doing a little bit of that just to sort of, you know, like you say, play a little bit conservative to see how the balls are reacting and what's going on. But, you know, I wouldn't be surprised tomorrow he comes out and he tries to be a little bit more aggressive, you know, knowing that, you know, having a good Thursday round is pretty critical to having a good tournament. But his track record hasn't shown that it's necessary for him either. So we'll see what he does.
How did you feel about the questioning, the line of questioning yesterday when he was asked, Tiger was asked, do you need to win another green jacket? Or do you just want to win another green jacket? I'm guessing that was a legacy question. You know, it's been a long time.
So.
How do you feel about it?
Yeah, and it's probably one of those questions most guys don't really think about. Like, he doesn't play golf tournaments to, you know, not do everything he can to compete to win every week. You know, I don't think he would ever really, you know, play tournaments to just play. So, you know, it's kind of probably a silly question while he's still in the middle of, you know, his playing career. That may be something to sort of reflect on when he gets even older than he is now. So, but yeah, I mean, he definitely wants to win. You know, he won the Tour Championship at the end of the year last year and got a good taste of being back in the winner's circle. So, you know, I knowing Tiger and, you know, he hasn't needed to win a golf tournament since, you know, he won the first couple he won on tour. So he has that sort of internal motivation. He definitely craves it.
David, earlier we were talking about specific hockey players and teams that are kind of limping into the playoffs. and the ability to flip the switch in golf. A guy like Jordan Spieth, who was at a horrendous year to his standards, do you think a guy like him, with his putting and the struggles he's had with his putter, can flip the switch at a place like Augusta National, where he apparently loves, he's won there, and get it back on track? Or is it once you kind of enter the tournament on that downward spiral, the results are generally negative?
Yeah, I think it's, unfortunately, I think in golf, it's, being that it's more of an individual game and it kind of always rests on your shoulders, that it's hard to flip that switch. You know, a guy might flip the switch for 1 week here or there, but if the trend is moving in one direction, to flip the switch and sustain it for a long time can be really hard. You know, I think if you're basically, you know, you don't get good overnight and you don't get bad overnight either. So to get good, it takes a lot of time and building the blocks and the fundamentals. And I think it seems like Jordan's game's kind of going the other way right now. And I'm not sure that, you know, just getting back here where he's had a ton of success, he's going to be able to flip the switch long term. He might find it for, you know, a couple of rounds or 1 week, but it's interesting to see where his game's at. He did show a sign of a couple of good rounds there early at San Antonio last week, but yeah, we'll see. I mean, yeah, I'm not confident that that you can flip that switch overnight, especially in golf.
It seems like 20 years ago, the big thing in golf was who's the best player in golf to not win a major. I know Lee Westwood, Darren Clark, there was a ton of guys that had that title. Phil Mickelson for the longest time, but that's not really thrown around a lot these days. But if it was, would you say that Ricky Fowler would be the guy that owns that title as the most talented guy, the best player in the game that hasn't won a major?
Yeah, I think he'd probably be the most notable name. He's had a lot of runner-up finishes, and he's been real close lots of times. And I think a lot of guys are winning majors a lot younger than they used to. I think, you know, so I think that title is kind of, you know, you just don't see it as much. You know, Sergio, it took a long time as well for him to get his first major.
Yeah.
It just seems like, you know, guys like Justin Thomas and Brooks Koepka and, you know, guys like that seem to be getting that major under the belt a lot sooner than previous generations. But, yeah, I mean, Ricky, you know, I feel like he's destined to win one of these. And, you know, who knows? Maybe it'll be his week this week. He's been playing well.
With David Hearn live from Augusta, opening round tomorrow. You can watch it on TSN and on CTV throughout the weekend. How about the Canadian Corey Connors, who's coming off a win last weekend, and he was the last player to be admitted into the tournament. He punched his ticket on Sunday. Quick turnaround. He's never played Augusta National. What kind of reasonable expectations should the country have for Corey Connors?
I would expect him to play well. He's a good player. Like, and that's obvious. I mean, the round he played on Sunday that was an incredible round of golf. He wins the tournament with 10 birdies and 4 pars. It's just so amazing golf. And, you know, he's obviously coming off a career high moment for him. And it's interesting because he got into the tournament last man in the field. You know, he flew on the charter that Valero had, a charter for the players to come here to Augusta, but by the time he got to the charter, I think he told me it was about 10:30 at night. So I'm not sure what time the plane would have landed when it got here to Augusta. So, you know, he's going to be tired, and it's just a matter of when that catches up with him. You know, he's a young guy, so hopefully it doesn't catch up with him until after the tournament's over. But, you know, I would expect him to play well. I would expect him to, you know, put in a couple of good rounds. But, you know, that fatigue is going to be tricky for him. So hopefully he can kind of get through. He plays first group tomorrow. Maybe if he can kind of get out and get a good round under his belt and get some rest after that, he might be able to bounce back and you know, have some good energy for the weekend. But, you know, I would expect, you know, for him, I would think a good goal would be top 25 or a top 10 if he really got going. It's probably going to be tough to compete 2 weeks in a row after such an emotional high.
A lot of people are in Masters pools. David, if you could come up with, before we let you go, 2 or 3 guys that you think will have a great week this week.
I think, yeah, everybody's talking about them. You know, I think McIlroy is going to be one of the guys to watch. You know, this golf course is just really built for him, and he's going to win this tournament at some point in time. I don't know if it's this year or next year when it's going to be. I wish I knew that, but you know, I think he's going to have a good week. You know, I don't think, you know, who else? Rosie, he's been in the mix here. He's destined to win a tournament like this at some point in time as well. I mentioned Ricky earlier as one of my favorite picks. You might see, you know, we were talking about long shots this morning on the telecast as well. And, you know, the guy that I picked is Patrick Cantlay. He's playing some really good golf. He's such a good putter. And, you know, thinks his way around the course well. You know, the thing about this tournament is everybody's here because they've done something very special to be here. So it's really difficult to narrow it down to a few guys. But Augusta does a great job of, you know, bringing those top names, those best players in the world to the top of the leaderboard. So, you know, there's no reason you shouldn't expect to see DJ up there at some point in time.
No kidding. With all those right-to-left holes, Dustin Johnson hitting that absolute rope hook, you wonder how he just doesn't crush that golf course.
Yeah, and this year, of all the years in the past few years, that you know, he's been highly touted. He's been talked about the year he hurt his back and had to withdraw. Like, he was pretty much figured to be a shoo-in to win the tournament. You know, he's kind of actually coming in under the radar this year. So it might be a year where he can kind of get out there and kind of, you know, get it done without all the hype leading up to the tournament. So it'll be exciting. I'm excited to myself to get out and watch it tomorrow.
Yep, it's going to be a blast. Have fun down there. We'll watch you on TSN and CTV throughout the weekend. Great stuff as always. Thank you for doing this today.
All right, thanks for having me, guys.
There's David Hearn, PGA Tour player and TSN golf analyst.
Duthie's sidekick.
Duthie's sidekick. Duthie and Bob Weeks.
Boy, small shirts.
Yeah, we should have told him. We should have asked David Hearn to.
Duthie's just jammed into those shirts.
You know who's got it going on is Bob Weeks. You see Bob Weeks' new commercial?
He's doing working
hair for
out.
Men. It's for hair for men, but why is he working out? I don't understand that.
Why not?
Why is he doing core?
What, is he dyeing his hair?
Well, yeah, yes.
No, well, you kind of like thing. Shampoos it in, and it. I wonder if Jimmy Benning would have used that.
Interesting. We're going to have to bring that up in our draft lottery.
Yeah.
But Weeksy, for some reason, he's in the gym.
He's working out.
And then he's on the course.
Yeah, but then it's hair for men.
Yeah, I don't really get it either, but.
I think you guys are mixing. He's working out with a personal trainer. It's not hair for men.
Yes, it is a hair for men commercial, and he's working out with a personal trainer.
I think it's a lifestyle thing. You know, Weeksy, I think what he's saying is, hey, man, I'm in the gym, I'm on the course, but I also want to make sure I've got my
hairstyle. Yeah, I'm in good shape. But I don't know. It just doesn't.
Yeah, it's kind of a weird script, but who are we kidding? We had this. Our Source commercial was literally the worst commercial in the history of television.
That was brilliant, and it was great acting, and I love the Source.
We all love the Source. Yeah, and we love Bob Weeks.
We don't talk ill about our commercial. We dominate it.
Yeah, I should. Yeah, I need a complete reversal of that mentality.
Exactly.
I should never disparage our acting abilities.
Act your way.
Act your way right out of it, right into it. Spring for Subaru with symmetrical full-time all-wheel drive. Visit your local Ontario Subaru dealer for great rates on 2019 models. Thank you again to David Hearn. The Masters beginning tomorrow. So he said he likes Cantlay's a long shot, but I like that. I'll sprinkle on him. He's got Rory. Everyone's circling around Rory McIlroy, right? It's the one major he doesn't have. He's playing well if he's on his game. But he was in contention last year going into Sunday, and he choked it away.
I've been watching live from the Masters for the last 48 hours, and everyone is saying if this guy putts, he should win this golf tournament.
I want Tiger to be there. Just more interesting.
I'm with you.
Just more interesting.
Just be in contention. I don't need him necessarily to win, although I would like that. But just on Sunday, be in contention.
Yeah, be in the last four pairings going off.
Yeah.
Somehow.
Come around the turn.
Then you can lock in to that final round.
Right.
Yeah.
That's what you're looking for, right? Like just, and even if it's not Tiger, just make sure it's a competitive leaderboard. You don't want a scenario where some guys, you know, 7-8 strokes up on the field.
Yeah, or, you don't want that.
You know, coming around the turn and they're 3 or 4 up and they're locked in and you just know they're not going to choke it away.
Right.
The best golf tournaments are where you're jockeying for position down the stretch.
I think Tiger's got a good shot there.
I hope you're right. We'll get into the Stanley Cup playoffs. I've been told I was calling it the NHL playoffs, and apparently that's not allowed.
Why?
I don't know.
It is a rookie move of sorts.
Well, it's the same thing. I'm saying NBA playoffs, NHL playoffs. But anyway, Stanley Cup playoffs. So we'll get back into that. Leafs Bruins tomorrow night. Put a bow on the Raptors season as well. And we'll get back into this goofy Magic Johnson story. Noodles is a conspiracy theorist.
No, he thinks
there are aliens living among
us. I'm saying there could be an alternate universe. And I think you never know.
You never know. You never know.
Never know.
Never know.
Overdrive continues. TSN 1050 and on TSN 2. All right, we'll get to our best bets brought to you by Proline later in the hour. We got NHL games going tonight. Playoff games going tonight. So
30 minutes from now, it starts.
That's right. Five games tonight in the Stanley Cup playoffs.
How did your playoff pool turn out?
You're a conspiracy theorist, so I want to ask you.
I'm not. Okay. Just
you're a conspiracy theorist.
I'm not. What I like to do is I like to read online. I like to get caught down rabbit holes on 9/11, all those things. It's kind of cool. Does it mean that I believe in everything? I think there's a chance. So I don't think that's a conspiracy theory.
You honestly think that that picture that some drunk guy probably took and said, look at this.
No. That's scientific fact. That I do believe.
Oh, so what is it? You just take a spaceship up there and you're in a black hole and you drive around? Like, what is it?
That's literally exactly what happened. NASA sent a spaceship up there driving around in a black hole. And they took the pic.
And where do you end up when you go in the black hole?
In a white hole.
Yeah. What? Yeah. You just make
of course I'm. Yeah. Did you hear what he said? They sent a spaceship up and started driving around.
What is the black hole? Like, where does it go? Where do you don't even know anything.
Some I don't
drunk
know anything.
Guy took a picture of a black hole and you think it's a thing.
I know it's a thing. NASA sent this out.
NASA,
the Bahamas Coliseum. Is where they NASA found it.
Coliseum.
Whatever it is.
Here,
it doesn't matter.
What I'm saying is I'm not like tin hat, all these things, but I try to open my mind and go, that's pretty cool. That's it.
Listen, I'm with you on that. This guy's calling fake news on a black hole.
I am. Total.
Fake news.
Well, he's in a spaceship just cruising around. He thinks there's a steering wheel.
Right.
And the guy's backing into the black hole.
John Candy with the pigtails is driving the machine.
What was that, Spaceballs?
Spaceballs.
Man, that was funny.
What was his name? Dorf?
His name again?
Barf. That was a very funny.
Rick Moranis
was in that, right?
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, he was.
He played Darth Vader.
Lord right? Helmet. Yeah, he was awesome.
Lord Helmet. Yeah, or something like that.
That movie again.
It holds up pretty well.
It does. I mean, some of the special effects don't hold up.
No, but neither does Star Wars. The original Star Wars looks terrible compared to the movies.
You know what?
Like today,
Special effects do not hold up whatsoever, and I'm not a Trekkie or whatever. If you watch some of those old Star Trek like shows,
it's a joke.
Dude, the worst is if you freeze frame an old ninja video, you will see some stuff.
Like the guy's fist is 5 feet away from even Rocky.
Yeah, the Rocky, you could slow down a Rocky punch and just see some feathers.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's unfortunate.
Rocky misses by a lot.
It's unfortunate.
Yeah.
But I would imagine even in making a movie like Rocky, there would be some connection by accident.
Oh,
like you're throwing, all of a sudden you pop a guy.
Well, you hear that a lot, like with the best actors, where they demand that you actually hit them.
Yeah.
Like I was reading about Heath Ledger recently when he was playing the Joker. And he'd like locked himself into a room for a month to kind of get into the character and all that. And he demanded that Christian Bale actually hit him when he like threw punches. And I'm assuming Bale was like, I don't think so, man.
Yeah,
and he was like, no, I want you to do this so that I really have a true reaction. I mean, that's a commitment to a craft. I don't think, Jean-Claude Van Damme really cares that much.
No, but I mean, Van Damme, those guys, I mean, Seagal, all of those guys,
Seagal is the worst. Like, Seagal's movies were the worst.
I actually used to really enjoy
Above
them.
Above the Law?
Yes.
Don't ever talk about Above the Law like
that. Is that the one where he was in the coma? He came out of the coma.
I don't know, but I
love
Seagal.
He was being chased out of the hospital, and he's using like the cane to work the elevator.
Above the Law is where he's chasing Ricky around Brooklyn, isn't it? Because his partner got killed.
Yeah.
Isn't that Above the Law?
I think so.
And he plays Gino, and he's from the neighborhood. And he gets a dog. Remember, he's got a dog.
I remember is I loved all of those movies, but not anymore because you look back on them and it's
anyway.
Unfortunately,
Barf's driving around space.
Yeah,
and he found a black hole.
Right. Well, I don't know what a black hole is.
Hard to kill. That's what it was.
Hard to kill. Okay.
I couldn't get it. I had to. And Marked for Death was the other one.
There's Barf up on TSN, too. Look at that guy. What a
Barf.
Beauty.
I miss
found
John
the black
Candy.
Hole.
I miss John Candy. There was that one episode before we're way off in SCTV where he was playing road hockey and he was Billy Stamovolichki. He was part of the Toronto. He had a Toronto. It wasn't a Maple Leafs jersey. It was like a Toronto,
like the
whatever
Arrows
it was.
Or something.
Yeah, but it kind of looked like the Maple Leafs. But his name bar went from his left shoulder all the way down his right arm. Stamavelichki. It was awesome.
That's a great handle.
Yeah.
Anyway, the reason we got here was because you asked me about my playoff pool.
Yes.
So I was late. What they do is there are 15 guys, and they have cards, right? So 1 through 10, I think, in red, and then 1 through 5 in black.
Right.
And 1 through 10 is 1 through 10, and yep. Then the 1 through 5 or ace through 5 in black is 11 to 15. So I was late for the big, you know, picking process. Right. So my brother-in-law picked for me.
Who did he pick?
Well, he picked a card for himself, put it over here, he claims. Card for me, put it over there, he claims. Guess what pick he ended up with?
1.
Guess which pick I ended up with?
10.
15th.
He you were last.
1 and 15th. I was dead last. He had the first pick, I was 15th. And I'm supposed to believe that he didn't give it the old... No, that was my pick, actually.
That's like saying, hey, get me a lottery ticket.
Yeah, he didn't win. Yeah, but didn't I win. Won.
But I won.
Exactly. That you talk but about conspiracy
here's
theories.
Here's the thing, though. He's saying the hell with you. You were late.
Yeah, exactly. I don't blame him. I
so
do the same
thing. So if he had
thing.
Two picks and one came up at 1 and the other came in up at 15, the person who's there takes 1.
Right. Well, and he got 1. He took Kucherov. And to answer Smart. Your question, I had 15 and then rounded back.
Okay,
and because there were so many high-end players already taken, I went all in on one team.
Not Toronto, did
no, it? No. I could have. No one had been taken from the Leafs.
Tampa Bay Lightning.
No, they were all all gone. There was
I,
like
let me
four
guess.
Players
let me
gone.
Guess.
Vegas.
No.
No.
They played tonight.
Winnipeg.
The Winnipeg Jets. Yep. I went Scheifele Wheeler with my
Smart
first
play.
Two picks.
Because
I'm on the Jets.
I think
big time.
I think the Jets can actually do some damage out there. They've been asleep. And Morrissey and Byfuglien have been injured. Laine pushed down to the third line.
Mm-hmm.
30 goals this season. But Kyle Connor, Nikolaj Ehlers, they got going. Nikolaj Ehlers scored his last two games of the season, I believe, and he's starting to feel good about his game. They're a good team.
Well,
see what
St.
happens.
Louis, I think it became pretty clear about a month ago they were going to get into the playoffs. This
right.
isn't like Carolina or Columbus. We're just getting in is
right.
their Stanley Cup because, you know, they had to get in and they got in. St. Louis is known for a while that they were getting in. But I do think there's bound to be a little bit of a letdown now, like in a weird way. Like they're going to be amped up.
Right.
But they've been so focused on, man, we've been so bad. We just got to get in. We got to get in. We got to get in. Where the Jets all year have been like, we know we're getting in.
Yeah.
We know we're getting in. We're confident in who we are.
There was a layer of complacency with the Toronto Maple Leafs, the Winnipeg Jets, the San Jose Sharks, some of these teams. I don't believe, I know Johnny Gaudreau's line in Calgary started to veer a little bit. I think Gaudreau went 17 with only one goal, that type of stuff. But they ended up with 107 points. Leafs ended up with 100. Winnipeg was right there around 100. Like all these teams were 100-point teams. So they're not garbage, but they had ups and downs and ebbs and flows. It's who can get it together at the right time, and their top players play top. Like they're not worried. Like I saw Matt Hendricks last night, I think on social media, going like night before the game. Like if Winnipeg is relying on Matt Hendricks, who I don't even think is playing tonight, but he was over at Roslovic's house. That's the bottom of your roster. Maybe in one game, the bottom of your roster is going to be the difference maker, but your top players are going to be top players. Like we're going to be in here on Friday going, Matthews, Tavares, yeah. Kadri's on the third line, but he's still a guy that contributes. Kapanen, and same thing. But the depth of the Winnipeg Jets. We may be talking about Laine tomorrow. Going, man, this guy woke up. It was 5 goals against the St. Louis Blues. Maybe there is something that he can draw from a positive
standpoint.
Well,
they're saying the same thing in Winnipeg. You have a chance to save
exactly
what's been a lost season, even though I know he scored his goals and all that. But let's be honest, he hasn't had a very good year based on the standards that have been applied to
exactly.
him.
Exactly.
Imagine being that talented, though, when you've had a garbage season, you still have 30.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, and I fully expect that I think he's going to wake up. I have more faith in him waking up than William Nylander.
Did you take him, too?
No, I missed him. I tried to get him. I should have taken him.
You got Scheifele and Wheeler?
I got Scheifele and Wheeler. I got Kyle Connor.
Kyle Connor's a really good player.
I got Ehlers. Like, I got I got their big
so
boys.
You took every single player off of one team.
No, I went all. It was a weird strategy.
Who was your goalie?
No, there's no goalies in this.
Oh, okay.
Strictly points. And then I loaded up on two teams. And I actually got a lot of the big boys on that team, too.
Let me guess. Pitt.
No. It's another Western team, which, again, the strategy
Calgary.
Is...
Calgary.
No, no. Vegas.
San Jose.
San Jose. Those are my two teams.
That's what I got. I got Winnipeg, San Jose. So if they meet in the conference final, I mean, just start pay me the money. It's over.
Those are my two teams out there. I can't decide who I think is coming out of the West.
You like those two teams
I like
most?
Those two, and both of them haven't been really consistent. So we'll see. I mean, I hope
honestly,
I don't hand out the kiss of death.
I'm kind of on Vegas. No one cares about my playoff team, but playoff, it's based on the board. You know, if I would love all Tampa players, but by the time I picked, I was taking Anthony Cirelli in the second round. I'm not doing that.
Right.
So you're like, okay, I'll take this guy instead. But, you know, Tampa, they start their playoff pursuit tonight and their pursuit for a Stanley Cup, and they've got Columbus, and that's one of the two games that starts it's the only game that starts at 7 o'clock.
Right.
And you've got Pittsburgh and the Islanders, St. Louis, Winnipeg, Dallas, Nashville, and Vegas, San Jose. If I'm picking two games, though, it's St. Louis, Winnipeg, Vegas, San Jose. Like, those are the two back-to-back, an 8 o'clock start and a 10:30 start. It's going to be a late night, but it's a 2-3 seed.
It's the only time I miss playing is when the playoffs start. I could care less, like, getting hit and crushed and sore, ice bags, no sleep, travel. Obviously, I'm not complaining, compensated very well. But when the playoffs start and you see the intensity, it's fun.
It is, and I do miss it. Obviously, I only played a couple games, but I was around for a lot of them. It's just the atmosphere is...
It's just so much that you don't practice, basically. You're just, you got to do whatever you got to do to get ready for the game.
And honestly, like, there's no players having to yell, like, you got to block that shot. You got to, like, it's, you see people that you don't expect do things that you're like, okay, this is playoff hockey.
Mm-hmm.
Guy diving headfirst into a play just to, and risking potential injury because he wants to stop a shot on goal. Like, it is cool. It's a little bit barbaric, but I think it's amazing. And the respect to teams, let's not forget, you need some luck and you need health.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, this isn't, you know, I know Tampa, and I'm picking Tampa, but if there's injuries or inconsistencies in a small pocket of a week, that could cost you games, and it could cost you a series. Like, we don't know. Chicago, I always go back to the teams that have won cups have had to go through adversity.
Yeah,
and
it's going to happen.
And you look at it.
It's going to
Washington
happen.
Capitals, how it could have turned against Columbus last year, and then Lars Eller scores off a skate in double overtime.
Well, what is the most shocking result tonight? Is it Columbus winning game one? Like, is it too obvious?
Probably for me, yes. Columbus winning game one, but I could see Bob stealing a game or two. I actually have Tampa winning in six.
Yeah,
so
I said
two
five
for Columbus.
Or less. I said five or less. I think Dallas could beat Nashville tonight.
What about Islanders beating Pitt? Now, the Islanders have home ice advantage.
I think they've got a shot. I really do think they got
a shot.
Pittsburgh's the safe money.
Yeah.
But the Islanders, you know.
You still owe me $40, by the way.
Yeah, we were going to roll it over into the Masters.
Is that your move? Like, it's just such a goon move. Oh, roll it over. You roll it over.
All right, I'll pass you the $40, and then we'll restart.
Or we can roll it over on a series.
Okay. I'll do whatever you want. Yeah, no, I understand that. You make the call, even, because I'm the one. I'm Beansy here. I'm in the hole.
Yeah, I take Nashville over Dallas.
No, I'm
got
not.
That memory, Beansy.
I'm not. Why don't we do the Masters? We'll talk about the Masters. We'll take this off the air.
Then we'll bring the result back on air.
And then we'll bring the result back on air.
Okay, I'm going to give you my five. Here's how it's going to work if you want this to get your $40 back, and it's non-negotiable. You're kind of at the mercy of my call here. My Beaver and Bulldog picks in Collingwood. I'm going to give you my five guys, and you can't take any. You got to take your five.
Right,
most
fine.
Money won.
Fine. Done. All right, so we'll do that. We'll come back. We'll reveal it. We're teeing up the Stanley Cup playoffs tonight. The Raptors wrapping up their season. 58 wins. Magic Johnson pulling the shoot last night. You know, we talked about Wade and Nowitzki and them retiring, and that was it. And then Magic comes out and just steals the whole show. And I think it's because he doesn't want to do the job. He's never wanted to do the job.
Right.
I don't think he has faith that he can recruit, that he can hire the right coach, that he can draft properly. And I don't think he wants to be a part of it. And I think he knows he's going to take a bit of a hit. But it'll be a soft landing because he's the great, everyone loves Magic Johnson. It's easier to pull off the Band-Aid today than in a year or two when it's really, truly ugly.
I think
that's probably what happened out there. But we'll get to our best bets, tee up the Masters, playoffs tonight in the NHL. Overdrive continues, TSN 1050 and on TSN 2.
Welcome to Jerry's After Dark, where all of your wildest hot takes come to life. Because Jerry's always in the mood for one more, and you know exactly what I'm talking about.
All right, Jerry's After Dark. One more kick at the can. Last call.
Yeah.
Let's hear the take.
That dirty rum-nosed Rene Rancourt shows up in the series sometime against the Leafs.
That rum nose, Rene Rancourt, shows up in this series in some capacity. Do you
0%.
Think he has the audacity to walk out on that red carpet?
I think he could. I mean,
he retired last year. He was the anthem
singer.
Doesn't
matter.
You don't think that?
I'll step aside. Rum nose will just peek its way out there.
I'm not even going to address the.
He's got a rum nose cooking.
Okay.
Rene Rancourt.
Go ahead, Noodles.
I think 45% he shows up.
I'm 0%. He's not coming back. 0%.
45.
I think there's a chance that he could show up. Like I feel like game five. I think we could see him at game seven.
I could see them bringing him out for game seven.
Exactly. Yeah, if this went to a seven, I could see him showing up.
I think he retired.
You need a boost. I'm telling you, he's showing up.
So this guy's the Brett Favre of anthem singers. He's going to come out of retirement.
I don't know.
Fist pumping.
Counting. Yeah.
0%. All right. Time now for our best bets. Brought to you by Proline. Winnipeg paying $1.70. I'm on Winnipeg at home. Vegas is paying $2.20 to win game one. I'm going to be on Vegas tonight.
For sure.
Throw down $20. You can score $75. You can find my picks on Twitter at TSN 1050 Radio. And get way into the game with Proline. Proline, get way into the game.
You take San Jose and you load up on Vegas? I think you're a degenerate. You picked San Jose guys in your pool and you load up on Vegas.
I'm hedging my bets. Do you hear about that guy? The Texas Tech guy. I read about it today. The guy who had $330,000 on the line if Texas Tech won. He never sold off any of the ticket, and he didn't hedge his bet. He didn't put $50,000 on Virginia to win so that he's guaranteed to win some money. Like that's what I read today. He just said, I'm in for a dollar. I'm in for a penny. I'm in for a pound. I'm going for it. And
well, he
I
lost.
Guess I support that, but yeah, you lost. So you could have had $330,000 if they won, or you could have hedged your bet and at least won something, regardless of the outcome.
How much would you, if you had a $330,000 ticket, how much would you let it go for?
I would hedge it. I would split it in half. So I would bet whatever I'd have to make $150,000 on the outcome. So I'd put whatever it is on Virginia. You know, I don't know how you can do the math. Like, I'm not sure how it would work out. Like, and maybe you couldn't keep that much, but I'd make sure I'm taking home, you know, $50,000.
That's what I'm saying. You wouldn't say to somebody, I'll give it to you for $50,000 right now. If somebody offered you $50,000 cashier's check.
I think so, but that's tough to live with, because what if they won and you just handed over $280,000?
But you see it all the time. People that get greedy.
I know.
Now, there's stories of, you know, I had a buddy who was in Facebook right at the startup, and he got out too early. And then the guy that took his position cashed out for $50 million.
The worst. Extreme example of that, I just read this story. There's a guy, it was a massive, it was like Amazon or something.
Yeah, something big.
This guy would be worth billions.
Yeah.
Billions. And he cashed out for like $75,000.
Wow.
You know, like 25 years ago.
Well, that's an Apple. There was an early Apple. It was an early Apple guy that
might have been it.
It wasn't Woz, but there was another guy at Apple that took his cash, and it would be worth billions.
Yeah. I wouldn't be able to get through life doing that.
Yeah, it's awful.
Anyway, Stanley Cup playoffs beginning tonight. The Blue Jays are off. Obviously, the Raptors are off. We wait to see who the Raptors are going to play in the first round tonight, and we should know the schedule by tomorrow. The Masters, though, you've got your five-pack. You've got Fowler, McIlroy, Rose, Tiger, and Fleetwood. Those are your five guys.
Yes, and you can...
I'm not allowed to have any of them.
No, and you got to try to... Most money earned for all your players, you have to compete against that. So who are you got?
I have Jordan Spieth, Dustin Johnson, John Rahm, Brooks Koepka, Patrick Reed.
Oh, Patrick Reed, defending champ. Good pick.
I don't know if he's going to win it again, but...
Did you take John Rahm?
I got John Rahm. You better believe it. He's playing with Tiger.
So total money won on the weekend.
Yep, there's it.
Boom. That's your bet.
Double down, 5-on-5.
I'm not taking anybody.
No, you can stay out of it.
I'm going to stay out of it.
And I swear to God, if you lose, you owe me $80. Right?
He's confident with that.
I'm confident. I'm feeling good. So 5 hockey games tonight. And
we didn't talk once about your Mr. Rogers sweater either.
I tried to mix it in. I'm mixing in new styles.
It didn't even, like, I like it.
I feel very goodness.
No, you don't.
I was thinking about wearing my new jacket.
You went. Tomorrow? That's a step back. You nice suit jackets.
I don't want to wear a jacket every single day. Don't want to wear a jacket every single day.
You should though.
Well, we'll go get you some sweaters. That potato satchel. Take it home and light it on fire in your front yard.
In my front yard. Okay, I'll do that just right when I get home before I watch any games tonight.
Gasoline. Poof. Right. Honey, you want to barbecue something? You're going to use the potato satchel.
I'm starting a forest fire with my sweater. All right.
Yeah.
Good stuff, boys.
We are going to get the join us ready.
Because tomorrow, the Leafs game one tomorrow night, you can hear it right here on TSN Radio. Yes. We're on from 4 until 6:30 tomorrow, starting at
4 p.m.
Join us.